Now to the aftermath of a natural disaster here in the United States. State and federal officials are in Pitcher, Oklahoma, trying to deal with damage from deadly tornadoes this weekend. But their job is complicated by the fact that much of the town was slated for demolition before the storm hit. That's because the town is officially listed as one of the most polluted sites in the country. It's a former lead mining center. It hung on for decades, mainly based on the strength of the residents' love for their community. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Crews were out this afternoon picking through the scraps left behind after a huge tornado ripped through Pitcher, which is just below the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Earl Armstrong is with FEMA.
We look at the number of homes, businesses. We look at the insurance and that kind of thing.
And this isn't your typical disaster. For resident Larry Lyerla, the assessment's pretty straightforward.
I have nothing. Ain't nothing here to have. I mean, it's junk. It's wasted. It's gone.
Lyerla deftly piles twisted scraps of his life with a backhoe. He says he's a heavy equipment operator. Retired, more or less.
I had to quit my job because I couldn't do it, because I had my heart attack and then stroke in my arm.
As she methodically searches a huge area for scraps of pictures or tattered mementos, Lyerla's daughter, Micah Chestnut, says her father's injury left him uninsured.
You're getting work, and it's either buy the medicine, take your little doctor trips to Tulsa to get save your life, or let a bill go, and it happened to be the contents of the house that got let go.
Misery runs pretty deep in Pitcher today, especially in the poorer part of this struggling working-class town.
I'm just now trying to sell some pictures of my grandbabies. I don't have nothing left.
Christine Charbot, a factory worker who lives on the west side, is lucky to be alive. She made it half a block in her pickup before the tornado sucked out all the windows, even the dashboard. Her next-door neighbor died in the storm. Mountains of lead mining waste stand between her old neighborhood and the rest of Pitcher. Shoddy mining practices have put this part of town at risk of cave-in. The federal government was in the process of a buyout, and most folks here had already moved out. But the buyout may be coming too late for Charbot.
I had no insurance on this trailer. The buyout was supposed to happen, and the premiums were too high. So I was waiting on them to buy it out so I could find another place to live.
Oklahoma Senator Jim Imhoff says people like Charbot will be fairly compensated for their losses. Charbot says it depends on what you mean by fair.
They offered my neighbor here $22,000. Where can you go in this area and buy a house for that? Where can you go? I understand that we lived in a bad part of the country, but it was our home. I had a nice home. And you can't go anywhere and buy a house for that and live anywhere else.
Sad thing is, a lot of people in Pitcher don't really want to live anywhere else. They love this scrappy underdog town. Many of the residents here are deeply religious people who today say that a higher power seems to be pushing them to move on. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Pitcher, Oklahoma.